Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Shetler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. Huron County District Court saw the arraignment of Hunter Kermit Burton Fillion today before Judge Ferris. Fillion is charged with a misdemeanor, failure to report an accident with damage over $1,000. This offense carries potential penalties of up to 90 days in jail or a $100 fine. Represented by attorney Dallas Rooney, Fillion entered a not guilty plea. Attorney Christopher Hunter has been appointed for his ongoing defense. The court set a June 24th deadline for the prosecution to issue a plea offer and discovery. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for July 9th, 2026 at 9:30 a.m. Bond was established at $3,500 personal recognizance, requiring no immediate payment, but non-appearance could lead to fines, costs, or jail time. An Elkton police officer is being recognized for life-saving actions taken during a medical emergency earlier this year. The Elkton Police Department has awarded Officer Warren Cole a life-saving pin and plaque for his response to an incident on May 9th. Authorities say Cole was dispatched to a local park where a man was unconscious and not breathing while bystanders performed CPR. Upon arrival, Cole deployed the department's automated external defibrillator, or AED. A shock was delivered, and the man regained breathing at the scene. Department officials commended Officer Cole for his quick response and decisive actions, crediting the intervention with helping save a life. And a recall effort targeting a Huron County commissioner is moving to the next stage this week. The Huron County Election Commission has scheduled a clarity and factual hearing for Thursday, June 11th at 2 p.m. in the 73B District Court courtroom in Bad Axe. The hearing will focus on whether the language submitted in a proposed recall petition meets Michigan standards for clarity and factual accuracy. The petition seeks the recall of Joe Murphy, who represents District 6 on the Huron County Board of Commissioners. The hearing will take place at the courthouse located at 250 East Huron Avenue in Bad Axe. A decision by the Election Commission will determine whether the recall language can advance in a process. The meeting notice was issued June 8th by Huron County Clerk Lori Neal. When we come back from the Shetler Plumbing and Heating sponsor message, we'll continue with our international and national news.
The average family of four uses 400 gallons of water every day. Your family is doing a lot of drinking, washing, bathing, cooking, flushing, and cleaning. Water is vitally important to your home's plumbing and your family. Now consider if your current water source provides the best possible water. You can do more than just hope it's okay. Take control of your home's water quality with an Impression or Sanitizer Plus water treatment system from Shetler Plumbing and Heating in Pigeon. Water Right water conditioners, water softeners, water filters, and water drinking systems are built in the USA and feature smart, advanced electronics so they're efficient and easy to use. Water Right's innovative clean water solutions for your home are affordable too. Let your certified water dealer evaluate your needs and suggest the best Water Right equipment for you. Schedule your appointment today by calling Shetler Plumbing and Heating in Pigeon at 989-453-3531. That's 989-453-3531. Shetler Plumbing and Heating, serving the entire Thumb area with the best water solutions for you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, California primary tally sparks election integrity clashes. The multi-day process of counting mail-in ballots from California's recent primary has reignited intense political fighting over election integrity. with local officials taking the necessary time to meticulously verify signatures and provisional ballots, critics, including the administration, have launched unverified claims of widespread voter fraud. Independent election monitors and local officials have fiercely pushed back against the rhetoric, reminding the public that California's thorough counting timeline is standard practice designed to ensure accuracy. They emphasize that no credible evidence of irregularities has been found. In other national news, Senate gridlock intensifies over expiring surveillance program. A bipartisan deal to renew a crucial expiring federal surveillance program has fractured on the Senate floor, leaving the nation's intelligence framework in legal limbo. Lawmakers abruptly halted progress after disagreements over warrant requirements for domestic data collection derailed a tentative compromise. Supporters warned that letting the program lapse even briefly will blind national security agencies to imminent foreign threats. Opponents maintain that without strict civil liberty guardrails, the surveillance expansion compromises the constitutional rights of everyday Americans. And in our international news, Tropical Storm Christina latches onto Nicaragua's coast. The National Hurricane Center has issued urgent warnings as Tropical Storm Christina forms off the Pacific coast of Nicaragua, bringing immediate life-threatening storm surges and torrential rain. Forecasters predict the slow-moving system could dump up to 8 inches of rainfall, threatening to trigger massive mudslides in mountainous regions. The U.S. Embassy in Managua has urged all American citizens in the country to stockpile emergency supplies and prepare for prolonged power and infrastructure outages. Government authorities have begun evacuating vulnerable coastal fishing villages as waves' heights continue to build. In other international news, a fatal blast at India's steel plant kills 8 workers. A massive explosion at the Rashtriya Ispat Nigam Limited steel plant in the coastal city of Viskapatnam has left at least 8 workers dead and 6 others in critical condition. The blast triggered a raging chemical fire and caused hundreds of tons of molten steel to spill across the factory floor, trapping personnel inside. Emergency services spent hours battling the intense heat to recover victims and contain the fire. Initial investigations suggest a catastrophic pressure failure in one of the main smelting furnaces caused the explosion, prompting labor unions to demand an immediate safety review. When we come back from this Tri-County Equipment sponsor message, we'll continue with our obituaries.
Well, I've been trying to purchase some used farm equipment with this online auction, but it's just so frustrating. I don't know the condition of the equipment, who used it, what's broken on it.
Have you tried checking out the pre-owned inventory at Tri-County Equipment?
Well, not yet.
It's time you check out Tri-County Equipment's huge inventory of pre-owned tractors, implements, sprayers, combines, and more. When you buy locally with Tri-County Equipment, you're not just buying equipment, you're buying with confidence. When you shop Tri-County Equipment's pre-owned inventory, you don't have to worry about expensive auction fees and unknown history. Now is the best time to make a deal at Tri-County Equipment. To check their inventory, visit TriCountyEquipment.com, call your local Tri-County salesperson, or stop into your nearest Tri-County Equipment location today.
I've looked it up at TriCountyEquipment.com, found a beautiful sprayer, went to Tri-County Equipment and looked it over. Then I made a great deal with a salesperson for less than they had it listed for.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
We have 2 obituaries to report at this time. Edward Paul Young, beloved husband, father, and grandfather, passed away on June 6, 2026, at the age of 65 in Port Hope, Michigan. Born on October 22, 1960. He is survived by his 3 siblings, his 3 daughters, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Paul proudly served in the United States Navy, dedicating his life to serving his country and family.
Paul will be remembered for his loving heart, unwavering loyalty, and deep love for his family. A viewing will be held on Friday, June 12, 2026, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home in Harbor Beach. And Wilma Catherine Kovac of Owendale, age 102, passed away Monday, June 8th, at her home following a long life well lived. She was born in Pigeon, Michigan on June 6, 1924. On April 19, 1947, she was united in marriage to Alex Kovic. Wilma is survived by daughters Carolyn and Kathleen, sons Alex and Jeffrey, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and many nieces and nephews. A funeral service for Wilma will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, June 12, 2026, at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Linkville. Visitation will take place from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Thursday, June 11th at Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon, and from 10 a.m. until the time of service at the church on Friday. Memorials may be made to St. Paul Lutheran Church, Linkville. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com.
For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Shuttler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon, and by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.